The Obama second term is well underway. We'll take you to the contentious confirmation hearings for John Brennan to be the second term CIA director in a moment. But a holdover from the first Obama term is the continued division between the White House and Congress over the approach to fiscal policy, raising taxes versus cutting federal spending. There's once again a deadline looming and a threat and a stalemate, all the ingredients for Todd Zwillig, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Welcome, Todd.
Hi, John.
So we've got State of the Union as the main dish with a side dish of sequestration, or is sequestration the main dish here?
Right now, sequestration is the main dish. And you've been hearing a lot about immigration reform and gun control, sure. And those things are important. But, you know, those things are really optional for Congress. They can reform those things if they want to. The budget issues that loom behind it all, not optional. They have to fix this stuff, and yet another deadline looming at the end of this month, like you mentioned. It's called sequestration. It's the automatic spending cuts that go into effect because Congress never reached a great big $4.5 trillion budget deal last year like they wanted to, and they said we're going to cut some stuff automatically to bring everybody to the table. Well, it's worth about $800 billion in cuts, and it goes into effect at the end of this month, half of it to defense, and that has a lot of lawmakers going around saying we've already cut the Defense Department, and cutting this money is going to be really damaging. This is Buck McKeon. He's a congressman from California. He is chairman of the House Armed Services Committee, and he has a plan. Listen to Buck McKeon.
We've gone past cutting the fat. We've gone past cutting the meat. We're into the bone. And it is now where they're going to have to cut will reduce the ability to train and equip these people properly. And that's going to start costing lives.
Isn't the fix here, though, about something much bigger than defense?
Oh, the fix here is about the things that we've been hearing about for the last 2 years. Can these two parties agree on cutting spending, what Republicans insist on, versus cutting some spending plus some new taxes, new revenue, as Democrats still insist on? Haven't we been through this before? Yes, we have. But if with our grand budget problems, we're about halfway there. We've cut about little less than $2.5 trillion of the $4.5 trillion that the economists say we need to cut. Now, for this money that's coming up, John, these cuts at the end of the month, Republicans say, hey, let's do this. Let's reduce the federal workforce and cut the federal workforce for the next 7 months, and we can put off this fight until later on this year. Democrats, you're going to hear President Obama on Tuesday go after who? Big oil companies, Wall Street, and corporate jets to raise some money to avoid cutting the military. Both sides think they have a winning hand. They can't both be right, John.
The good old oil depletion allowance, we're going to hear about that. Is there any sense from both sides here what the eventual cuts are going to look like? Defense is going to have to be cut no matter what. So are entitlements, and so are some of the other big programs of the federal government.
Because that's where the real money is. And what we've been doing, President Obama has described this at chipping away at the problem. That's a pretty good analogy. They've been taking a piecemeal kind of approach to this. It is true that all of those things eventually will have to be cut if we are going to bring the budget into a place where economists say we should bring it. Now, Republicans say, remember that $600 billion tax increase you got last year, President Obama? Done. Not a penny more of revenue. Democrats say that's just not realistic. And when we talk about the broader budget, we talk about the big issues, everybody knows that we're going to raise some revenue from corporations and from the wealthy on their tax loopholes and their considerations there.
Well, more to come in this deadline looming month. Todd Zwillig, Takeaway Washington correspondent, thanks so much.
Pleasure.